Jewish Hour with you until 8. You can listen to us on 95.1 FM, DAB, and all week, if you're in Britain, on bbc.co.uk/Manchester. And in 1894, a young French army captain, Jewish man, called Alfred Dreyfus, was convicted of treason in France. He was accused of giving secrets to the Germans and ended up on Devil's Island penal colony in the Americas, kept in solitary confinement there. New evidence came to light in 1896 exonerating him, but the anti-Semitic French army suppressed it. Worse, he was framed with more charges. Defended by, among others, Émile Zola, the great Émile Zola of Germinal fame, he wasn't proved innocent until 1906, and we have with us a direct descendant of Captain Alfred Dreyfus, Dr. Jean-Marc Dreyfus, a reader in Holocaust studies at Manchester University. Welcome to Jewish Hour.
I'm not the direct descendant of Captain Dreyfus. He was a cousin of my grandfather, but we are very proud in the family.
I'm sure you are.
I remember having lunch from, I don't know, Rosh Hashanah with a very, very old cousin. She told me that she danced at a family wedding with Captain Dreyfus.
It's worth remembering that having been exonerated, he served with honour throughout World War I, didn't he, in the French army, surviving, of course.
And he finished his life, you know, in the French army, having been rehabilitated by the High Court, Supreme Court in France. He finished not at the rank of general, but at the rank of colonel, just below.
Yes. And your cousin, she having danced with him, what did she say about it?
Yeah, this was very funny. It was probably in the early 30s. He died, Captain Dreyfus died in 1935, very old. She said, yeah, I danced with him. And then I didn't know it was Captain Dreyfus. And someone from the family told me, yeah, you just danced with Captain Dreyfus. She told me, I did not realize that he was a real character. It was a legend, you know. So for me, it was just very surprising to see that he was a normal human being.
Well, it's my iconic element.
He was known for being a womanizer.
Oh, well, we won't go there. Because he's one of our heroes, isn't he, really? But, well, he's a human. Human being. Okay, Jean-Marc Dreyfus, you are a reader in Holocaust studies at Manchester. You are from France.
Yes.
And you are... every year, you have a free one-day conference in Holocaust research. Tell us about this year's conference.
In fact, we have two, because we have decided with the people in charge at the Imperial War Museum North, co-organized the conferences with my center, the Center for Jewish Studies at the University of Manchester. We have decided to split into 2 days, one day on Holocaust education, that's in spring, and one day on Holocaust research, something more academic.
Yes.
And next week, October 10th, will be the day on research, so a new direction in Holocaust research.
I know you're fully booked, but you've got a great Mancunian, Jackie Mesri, coming along this year, haven't you?
Yeah, Jackie Mesri, she came to us, I mean, at the Center for Jewish Studies, with amazing family documents about her aunt and cousin. They were from Brussels, and they were half in hiding in France, and were arrested by the French police in summer 1942, and they were deported. So Jackie came to us with documents, of course, in France, in French. Not only us, some letters were in English, and she asked for some support to keep on researching and finding more documents on her family. She found a lot. I helped a little bit, and we are very glad that Jackie accepted to attend and to come and to be one of the speakers in the conference on Monday, and she will present what she has found.
Fantastic. And you've got another one next spring.
Yes, date is not set yet, but it will be on Holocaust education.
Okay. Well, Jean-Marc Dreyfus, thank you very much for joining us tonight. That's Monday, the 10th of October, 2011. It's at the Imperial War Museum. And if you can't go to this one because it's fully booked, but the next one's... we know when.
Who knows? Thank you for the invitation.
Okay, this is Jewish Hour. I'm Basil Herwald. Remember, listen again all week on bbc.co.uk/Manchester